Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Madden. Go by SEC, Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, mercy, freezing my you-know-what's off over here. How you doing?
Did you get any snow? They kept telling me about the what did they say? What did they call it? They didn't call it a blizzard. Yeah, well, they made it sound like last week that, hey, man, keep your eye on the radar. Thursday, I swear to God, East Tennessee, I'm like in a cul-de-sac of no snow, right? Everybody around me gets it. We don't get a drop. So, yeah, we just got cold weather. That's it.
But I imagine your entire fridge full of the milk and eggs and bread.
I'm prepared. You know, it's like, well, I guess when in Rome.
Now, the real question, Shane.
Yeah.
And again, I hate to put you on the spot, but I think the cousins are dying to know. I'm dying to know. Are we staying true? Are we staying loyal to the diet? Because I know you famously. I don't think I've ever shared this story, Shane. But this is a truism from Shane from like 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He said, and he wasn't kidding either. He said, you never know when you're going to get kidnapped. This could be your last meal for a while. I'm like, are bandits roaming the streets looking for you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel pretty safe, you know, when I'm out there. I'm like, you know what? They're not going to get me. You know, they may get someone else. Now, to answer your question. No, I'm not doing too good right now. I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm not like bad, but I am like, I'm right there, man. I'm one bad day from just going to Food City and knocking out aisle two. You know what I'm saying?
I knew it was those damn fried macaroni balls you've been.
Yeah, that was part of that. You know, I had some time off. You know, we got the weekend coming up. Tennessee can't land anybody in the fucking portal, you know. It's just basketball sucks, you know. I thought, hey, this year, we've had some good games, but it looks like the conference as a whole is completely down. So, I'm not doing too good. But, you know, tomorrow's a new day, right? And you know how you eat an elephant, Mike? One day at a time, one bite at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, buddy, we got some news to catch up on.
Yeah.
And then topic for this evening, Shane. We did this last season. I thought we had a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteeing which teams will have a better record and guaranteeing which teams will have a worse record next season. How does that sound?
It sounds great, Mike. It sounds great. I like early predictions because what could go wrong, right? Next thing I know, I got Peter Burns tweeting at me saying, this is bait. I'm like, well, Mike came up the list.
And I shared it just for you. You know what?
Yeah, I appreciate you making the graphic. Nice graphic and all. I like avoided Twitter for 2 days.
I think Steven is, he's off social media for the next week because of what I did to him.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you do to Steven?
Oh, I just tweeted out his portal rankings, which are completely different than on three, so everybody says they're wrong.
Steven's got to have a burner, right? He not a lot of activity on his main page, if you will, but how does Athlon Steve not get on Twitter, you know?
Hey, shout out Bucky Shady. Says it's a slippery slope coated in peanut butter.
Absolutely. Well, okay, so have you ever had it's like cookie butter. Have you ever had that before?
Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't know this stuff existed, right? And I joked with the wife the other day. I said, hey, you really need to make this. And I sent this recipe to this thing. And let's just say one thing led to another. And there's half a pie sitting in there in that kitchen, you know. And that's the first time I ever had it. It's absolutely fantastic. I don't know why they've been hiding. Like peanut butter, I love peanut butter. And I'm not saying that you could just cookie butter is like once you do this, it's going to be months before you go back. Peanut butter's different. But this cookie butter is something else, man. I'm 43 years on this earth, or I don't know. I'm terrible with math. And I had no idea this stuff even existed.
Yeah, well.
Biscoff. Yeah, that's it right there.
It's not good for you. It's not butter.
Yeah, that's what they say. Which,
I don't know if butter is good for you anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're eating liquid dessert now. Got it.
No, it's like a pie. So it's like you know, remember I used to make those crust that mm-hmm. were made out of pecans and stuff. So it right. has that, like a cream cheese thing on top of that, this peanut butter deal above that, and then whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like the diet's going real well.
Well, I didn't eat the whole pie. I mean, that's a plus, right? Yet.
The day is young.
Can we wrap this up?
All right. Yeah, let's wrap it up, Shay. Let's get you out of here, back to your pies. But we had some interesting news right before the pod went live, Shane.
Yeah.
Breaking news, sort of. A judge has denied. There was some Vanderbilt players with they're active in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
This is not the Diego Pavia lawsuit, but this is a different one where some Vanderbilt players and many players across the country, they are trying to get 5 years of eligibility. Not, you know, no red shirt, no medical, just 5 years to play five. And a judge just right now denied that. So I don't think that is going to happen. And that's potentially big for, you know, all these players hoping to get an extra year of eligibility. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, finally somebody put their foot down, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a fun thing to do, but we have to. We have to have some sort of guardrails on this thing, or we're just going to keep pleasing one person that ends up screwing other people in the long run. So, yeah, I'm okay with this. Do you think, because I have heard this come up before, what's your thoughts on the five? No red shirts, none of that. Basically what they're saying is everybody has 5 years to play college football. You could play all 5 years. You could sit two of the years. Doesn't matter. Once you're on campus, you got five, like a time starts 5 years from there, you're out. There's no end. Do you like that, or do you think it should stick to the way it's supposed to be?
I wish they'd do the five.
Yeah.
I really do. Now, there's reasons not to do it mm-hmm. because, and I think we're starting to see this, Shane, where high school players are getting less and less opportunity because instead of adding high school guys, what we're doing in the SEC and many other places is you'd rather have a transfer, you know, a guy with experience, a guy that can come in, you know, he's ready to contribute and can play at a high level immediately. Mm-hmm. So there's reasons not to like it, but as stupid as this all is, so they just came out, or this judge basically came out and has the NCAA's back and says, okay, we're not doing 5 years to play five. But what they are doing, Shane?
Yeah.
So this is not official yet, but it is expected to be official soon. Right now, the current rule to redshirt, you can play up to four games.
Yeah.
And you can still redshirt, right?
Yes.
Now, that does not include playoffs and bowl games. So it can be, so technically it can be four plus bowl game or a deep run in a playoff. Well, they're going to change it now, Shane, from four to nine. So you could play up to nine games, not including bowl and playoff, nine games, and you could still keep a red shirt. So, I mean, at this point, it's like, well, I mean, how stupid? I mean,
what are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to get to 10 before, you know what I mean? So why are we doing all that? And the rationale that as I understand it, Shane, is they don't want to get sued again. To be like, well, I just graduated. Why did I get 4 years? Mm-hmm. The guys below me just got five, you know? So this is their compromise. Nine games and you can redshirt.
Well, I mean, I get what you're coming from. Like, I would rather have nine than four because it does come up, you know, where we're like, why don't they put so-and-so out there? You know, it's like they don't want to. I want to get. You know, we're talking about some of these quarterbacks hitting the portal and whatnot, but how many quarterbacks never got an opportunity to really get on the field because of this redshirt rule? So, I'm more, even though it's dumb, I'm kind of more in favor of the nine than four, but I think I'm in on the five as well. So, let's just play five, and then if the kid leaves year four or even year three, then so be it. But at least we're not scared to put him on the football field.
Yeah, and in unintended consequence of this four-game redshirt rule.
Yeah.
You know, it's so stupid where guys are like, they'll play four, and then they're like, I'm going to go with the portal, you know, because they don't want to burn it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess if they do it by game 10.
Yeah.
It's probably not killing you as much as game four, if that makes sense. And maybe even fewer people will do it. Because, hell, if you played nine games already.
Yeah.
I mean.
They probably were like, so how many conference games they got? Nine? Okay. Yes. We'll let them play in the it's like that old school when you got on probation. You know, you had to miss a game. And it's like, wait, which one? We're not missing the Tennessee game. No, no, no. App State? Hey. Yeah, yeah. He's in trouble during that one.
Derek nailed it. Shade, would you rather have four Oreos or nine?
Nine. I would rather because this is a tricky one. Would you rather have four double stuffed Oreos or non-regular?
Give me the four double.
Yeah, which mathematically, I think you could still get four and have an extra. That's how fat people think, Mike. They're like, you know, like I go to a menu and I look at calories. I don't look at price. You know, I'm like, how many calories am I going to get off this one? All right, yeah, I'm going to order that one.
Yeah.
If I'm on for the budget meal. You
next
know.
Thing I know, you're going to be eating Oreo pancakes tomorrow.
Mike, my bills are paid.
Well said. Well said. Hey, all right. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this, Shay. This is, again, this is trending big time right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nine Oreos or five sleeves of Oreos? Come on.
I run a line, you know? I used to do that. I used to say that with Fig Newtons, you know? Because Fig Newtons, a lot of people don't like them, and maybe because you just never really got to experience them, but Fig Newtons are fantastic, and it's kind of healthy for you. And that's what I'd say, run a line, you know, half a sleeve, you know?
Ooh, that's as close as Shane gets to fruit, Fig Newtons.
Yeah, yeah. Easy, Mike. We're about to derail this, son.
There's figs in it. Figs are good for you.
Figs are good for you. That's like earlier today, I had, in fact, I thought about this. I was like, have you ever had pimentos?
Pimento, like the cheese?
Well, like the pimento is, I don't know if it's a fruit or a vegetable or what you would consider. It's the red things that are in pimento cheese, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking, I was like, I'm going to tell Mike I've been kind of healthy because I had a pimento cheese sandwich and pimentos were in it.
Well done.
And now here I am bringing it up. So I didn't think there'd be any way I could loop it in this conversation today, but here we are.
Well, let's loop in Ty Simpson, Shane.
Oh, shit. What's going on with Ty?
Because he's gone, right? He's gone
to
a better place, Shane. He's gone to the NFL. But I'm just kind of curious because on three, they do a great job. I believe it was Chris Lowe.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's anyone better, Shane, than Chris Lowe covering the SEC. But he did an article with Old Ty.
Yeah.
And they claim Miami offered him $6.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, $4 million. And it was kind of confusing the way they worded it, but they said Ole Miss offered him $4 million, and then they were willing to match Miami. So does that mean $6.5 million? I don't know. But I'm just asking you, Shad, do you really think Ty Simpson got offered $6.5 million and he said no?
No. No, I do not. That's a lot of money, Mike.
Yeah.
A lot of money. It may have been contingent, right? There may have been something in there. Like he had to say Bama sucked on his way out or something. I don't know. But I find it hard to believe that Ty Simpson is getting information because I think I said Peter Burns earlier. He was the one that kind of mentioned some of these prices that are getting thrown around with these quarterbacks to come back. You know, we're flirting with kind of that rookie deal price, you know, and it's going to come to the point where some of these guys are just going to say, well, it's a better business decision to stay in college one more year. So I don't think it was that high. I feel like four probably would have been the number. Maybe, like I said, contingent, maybe some one of those, what do you call them when you hit certain levels, hurdles? Maybe it's like max he would get six right. And a half. So
with like incentives and stuff.
Yeah, but yeah.
Apparently they're not allowed to put in incentives. It doesn't mean they're not, but
right.
Yeah, or at least it's not supposed to be performance based.
So I said after I heard Ty Simpson in this information, I I put out there that it should be public knowledge on what these NIL deals are and NIL contracts are being floating around. Like this should, like we should all know exactly what's being offered. Do you know the two fan bases that objected the most when I posted this?
Texas and A&M.
That's exactly right. Both of them wanted me to post my earnings here on that SEC podcast.
That's what
podcast.
I was just about to say. Well, are you comfortable putting your earnings out there? Like,
yeah, sure. Then maybe you'll help us find some more.
I feel like most people would not be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Why would NIL have to be out in the open?
Well, I think a lot of it is because it's like a public job. You know, it's similar to the coaches, right? We know the coaches' salary here at the university, and they're getting paid from boosters. They're going to be getting paid through Disney. They're getting Disney because we watch TV, and if we didn't watch TV, these earnings wouldn't be there. So, yeah, I feel like it should be public knowledge.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see that price tag. Let's see what Texas is paying down there. Huh? Which they're getting now every offensive lineman. You know, it's like, oh, what's Texas missing? Oh, offensive line? Oh, yeah. Let's just go get two of the best that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I'm just trying to think of how that would work.
Well,
I mean, are you then... Would everyone have a set price, or does that not matter?
I think it would. I really do feel like if it were public knowledge, maybe that we'd have a level playing field, you know, so we know exactly what these teams are paying. So I think it could help with negotiations and other conferences as well. So, yeah, I don't see how it could hurt anyone except for the 10 that are absolutely blowing everyone out of the water when it comes to paying players.
Okay. I mean, I do see some positives to it.
Yeah.
Like let's say you're making $200,000,
mm-hmm,
and you say, ooh, Texas Tech's calling me.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's like, whoa, let's give you 300. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, in situations like that, I can imagine it would be helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Nah, just keep it secret.
That's part of the gamesmanship, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. Don't want to show your cards. I understand. But, again, you're getting, like, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but Ole Miss apparently got leaked by somebody, not an LSU, but whatever. But apparently those contracts got leaked, and now we got kids upset that some of the older are making – less than the newer guys coming in, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. Let's hit on that because T.J. Dottery, mm-hmm, really good linebacker for Ole Miss, and then right before we hopped on, Shane, Prince Will,
yeah,
one of their defensive linemen, he jumped into the portal as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't know what Shane just said. I don't know if that's factual information, but you see that's out there, and then you see these guys get into the portal. You know, 1 + 1 usually equals 2.
Yes.
Not always, but usually equals 2. So, maybe in this exact situation, Shane, had all this been public knowledge, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you, Mike. And kind of goes back to that suggestion you made a couple of weeks ago about maybe we should pay some of these kids on the roster a little more the longer they've been there. And then you wouldn't have this type of deal. But I get it. You got to pay right now. I'm not saying that we just blow this whole thing out of the water because you got to get the talent. SEC's doing it better than the Big Ten, right? SEC's doing it better than the ACC. So I feel like it is a slippery slope, but yeah, I think showing these contracts, showing what these players are getting paid, and then you'll have less of this. And more importantly, Mike, you'd have less tinkering. And I'm not saying Lane Kiffin had anything to do with this, but I am very interested to see where these damn kids go now that they're hitting the portal.
Ooh, yeah. I think they're going to all go to LSU.
Absolutely. Absolutely they are.
The Portal King strikes again, I guess, huh?
Oh gosh, yeah. Yep. He couldn't get him, so he's yeah, whatever. Okay.
You know who's not going to LSU, Shane?
Who?
Satania. Shout out Isaiah Satania, Oklahoma star receiver. Re-signed today, Shane. That's big.
Yeah.
That was the favorite target of John Mateer, 67 catches, 965 receiving yards, and 8 touchdowns. That's a big one for Oklahoma. And that, they're another one, Shane, where they're signing these guys. You got to keep the guys you have happy. You know, so I'm not saying he wasn't happy, but clearly he is now that he's re-signed officially. That would have been a bad look to let him get away. You know what?
Absolutely. X-Liquid says, I like tinkering instead of tampering. It sounds more positive. So, no, it's big. It's big. So, you know, and it's funny that's bigger news than getting someone in the portal right now. Is keeping someone on your roster. So, hell, Arkansas would love to have him back. You know what I'm saying? But now that he's made a home here in Norman, I think that's a big get. Because, again, yeah, I feel like when we get into these 9-game SEC schedules, when we get to these, like the expansion that's going to happen, college football playoffs, I think it helps definitely to have great talent on your roster. But sometimes I do think you get a little bit of a boost for continuity. And what I mean by that, Mike, is when spring goes a little bit smoother because you're not having you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do more with your playbook if you have some of that continuity. And that's exactly what I like some of these SEC teams have done, was able to kind of keep their roster intact for the most part. And those are the ones that I think will have definitely early season success. So you get in some of those games, you're like, that's going to be a coin toss. A lot of those are going to be won, but either by the home team or somebody that has more continuity than the other. Now, that may change by the, you know, late November, early December. But, yeah, I think it's a huge advantage.
Okay. And also, good news, Shane.
Yeah?
For Alabama, Yonze Pierre back again. He emerged big time for the Crimson Tide defense, led the team with 8 sacks. Led him with 14.5 tackles for loss. He had 52 tackles on the season. So he was considering going to the NFL. Old DeBoerings. Got to be pretty fired up to get his best pass rusher back in the fold, don't you think?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. As fired up as I am about these comments, man. I'm hearing some delicious comments over here, Mike.
Are you drooling looking at the cousins over here?
Yeah. They got some good stuff rolling over here. The honey butter chicken biscuit is my go-to from Whataburger. You know, I've not had Whataburger yet, but it is in Tennessee. So have you had it yet?
Yeah, it's very overrated, but I'll be honest, I've never had the breakfast.
So that's maybe where it's at?
Maybe I'll go tomorrow. Maybe I'll send you a photo.
Yeah.
What did they say, though? What biscuit?
It looked like honey butter, delicious chicken biscuit. Yeah, no, he didn't have delicious. those are Shane adjectives there. The honey butter chicken biscuit is his go-to from Whataburger. I didn't even think Whataburger and breakfast. I didn't even know that was a big thing. So
they need to change that name if they want to get people excited about breakfast, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't think of burgers when I think of breakfast.
Yeah, what a meal. That's what they should have called it. Yeah.
All right, and then last update, Shane, before we get to the best and worst. Good news for the Carolina Gamecocks, Shane, because they just stole away one of Tennessee's most promising young players, Caleb Herring. He was the highest-rated signee in Tennessee's 24 recruiting cycle. And also good news, Shane, the left tackle Josiah Thompson, who was in the portal, withdrew from the portal. He was the starting left tackle. I think he's flipping over to right tackle, as I understand it, because they got the got Peak from NC State, who was the top-rated tackle in the portal. So Carolina getting stronger on the line of scrimmage, exactly where they needed to beef up this offseason, getting it done there for the Gamecocks.
I love it. I mean, we're not talking – I mentioned earlier Texas and offensive linemen, but, you know, who's been doing the most in the trenches this offseason? Shane Beamer and company. And I feel like that's the complaints we have been giving them the last couple of seasons. You can't run the football. You can't give Lenore Sellers time, but you get a lot of these big bodies back, brother. And the Tennessee thing, we're making room, you know, so I can't enjoy them. Yeah. I'm messing with you. We got South Carolina too, right? I feel like they're on the schedule. Are they on the schedule this year, or we got to wait another season for them?
No, they're there, but it's Williams-Brice, the House of Horrors, Shane.
Mm.
You just know it's going to be a night game.
Yeah. Horrors for some, you know.
And South Carolina gets 2 weeks to prepare, too.
Hell yeah. No, it's going to be a great game. Maybe we should go to that one. So,
all right. Hey, before we reveal, Shane.
Yes.
Guaranteed teams that have better and worse record.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to recap how we did last year when we had this exercise, Shane. Now, don't look at the top row. Because we missed most of these. Now, I shouldn't say most. State, they were better. Vanderbilt was way better. But LSU, whoops. Florida, whoops. Damn Auburn, Hugh Freeze, get the hell out of here. So we whiffed on the most confident better records in 25.
Yes.
But we got every damn one, Shane, right when it comes to worst records in 2025. So we're better being negative than we are positive is the lesson I take away here.
Yeah, no, I like this. So we were right with Vanderbilt. We were right with
State, Mississippi State.
Right.
And okay. We were right with everybody on the bottom.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. That'll call us Debbie Downers for nothing, right? Who are we putting down next year?
So the way that we did it last year and the same way here, Shane.
Yes.
I'm only talking about the regular season.
Got it.
Because I think it's very easy to sit here and say, well, hell, Ole Miss just won 13 games. Guaranteed. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's cheap. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying regular season, 25. Better or worse, regular season 26. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then I'm going to give you the list here, Shane. You tell me, I mean, if you're going to agree with all these, but whether you hate them or whether you love them.
Oh, so I don't have to do a list.
Nah.
Yeah. We'll see how shitty your list is, Mike.
So where would you like to start? Better record or worse record?
I think we should do better first. Let's be a little positive this year.
I'm glad you said that, Shane. Number five. So this is my least confident, but still confident.
Mm-hmm.
Better record next season in the regular season. Number five, I'm going with Auburn, Shane. Give me the goalish. Come on, buddy. We went 5-7 last year. So I'm saying 6-6 or better. For the Auburn Tigers, I'm feeling pretty good about it. They've got Baylor in the opener in Atlanta, Southern Miss at home, Florida and Vanderbilt, all those at home, at Tennessee, yikes. Bye week at Georgia, yikes. LSU at home, at Ole Miss, Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, and at Alabama. So 6-6 or better, I'm feeling pretty good about it for Auburn.
I'm feeling pretty good about that one, too. So is this your most confident?
Least confident.
Oh, no, I'm a little more confident. But yeah, I guess they're due, right? it's only going to land on red so many times. So, I definitely think you're in a good spot here. Obviously, early start is going to be big with Baylor. But, yeah, there's some very winnable games. I think they'll.
Is there a game or two, though, that where you're like, oh, if they drop this one, they may not be able to get to that 6-6 mark or better. Is there one or two?
I'm obviously I'm looking at Ole Miss. I'm looking at Florida Gators. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at potentially Arkansas. Those are the three that are going to decide if you're going to have a great, like if you're an Auburn fan, you're probably thinking to yourself, hey, we could beat Florida. We could beat Arkansas. Maybe we can get Ole Miss, you know, now that all these kids are hitting the portal. But I feel like that's
they may not even have to do that, though, in my opinion.
Maybe not, right?
Baylor, Southern Miss, Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Arkansas, Mississippi State, Samford. Right there is you six.
There's you six. See? Ole Miss is off. Get them out of here. Florida and Arkansas. Those are the two.
Yeah.
And you got them at home.
Right, right. So that's kind of why I'm feeling good about Auburn getting it to at least 6-6.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm glad we're on the same page here. How about this? We were just hyping up, Shane. The Carolina Gamecocks. Come on, buddy. Hey, they just went 4-8.
Yeah.
So all we got to do is get 5-7, and I think we're going to do a lot better than 5-7. But for South Carolina, we got Kent State at home, Towson at home, Mississippi State at home. Then we're at Bama, Kentucky at home, at Florida. Then we get our bye week. Then we got Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Clemson. Brutal second half.
Uh-huh.
But again, all we got to do is get to 5, and we're doing better than we did last year. What's your thoughts on that one?
Yeah. Yeah. You see it here, and it's easy to predict, but then you're like, well, damn, what if Kentucky lands about 5 more recruits up there, you know? What if Texas A&M lands another? So I feel like confident, yeah, I think you're going to go over, but I just don't know by how much. So,
I mean, they're going to be heating up by October, you know what?
Yeah, but I think through September, man, we may be saying, are they going to beat Alabama on the road? 3-0 South Carolina, I think they catch fire. Even though they really struggled with that the last couple of seasons, out of the gates, I feel like this is a team that, I mean, Kent State and Towson, it doesn't get any better than that starting to. So, yeah, give me the over.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it, Shane. I'm feeling good.
Even though Beamer's getting fired, I think
he's getting fired?
No, didn't you say he was on the hottest of hot seats next year?
I did say that, yeah. But that doesn't mean fired.
That's true.
That means you got to win it back. You know what?
Yeah.
Speaking of winning back, Shane.
Yes.
Now, this one was tricky because they obviously were down this year.
Mm-hmm.
But give me LSU, Shane. 7 win team. So you got to, you know, this one is a little bit more difficult because you got to reach a higher bar. But we know all they've added this offseason. So give me LSU, third most confidence to be better. You got Clemson at home, Louisiana Tech at home, at Ole Miss, A&M at home, McNeese at home, at Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn. Then you get your bye, Bama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, and at Arkansas. So if 8-4 would be a bad year, I think.
Yep.
Not a bad year, but below expectation,
mm-hmm.
We'd still be hitting the over.
Oh, yeah. This is money, dude. Money, right?
I mean, they're
going
to be thinking, they think they're going to the playoff.
Oh, yeah. They're still shopping, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like you ever watch them cooking shows and you're like, oh, wait, they're going to add one more ingredient? Oh, I didn't even think about that. Cinnamon and chili? Who would have thought of that? Yeah, that's what Lane's doing. He's doing some final touches right here. LSU's going to have an absolute killer season.
Jared says, I don't see a loss on the board. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, come on with it now.
Now, James says they won't make a bowl game. So, I mean, it's wild to see how diverse we are on these.
The crazy thing, though, is, remember I told you about continuity. This is a team on the opposite end of that spectrum, right? And you're going to be opening up with, what do you have, Clemson, LSU, and I think A&M in the first 4 games? Woo, doggy, brother. I mean, there's no... you get past that, then I feel like LSU can kind of get rolling. But golly, what a rough September. Maybe the toughest September of all SEC teams.
Yeah. So do you have any issue with any of the teams so far or even the order? Auburn, South Carolina, LSU.
I'm a little higher on Auburn. I'd probably switch. I'd have LSU, Auburn, then South Carolina right now.
So least confident LSU.
No. Most confident LSU. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Most LSU, Auburn, South Carolina.
Okay. All right. See how confident you are in this one, Shane. Give me them Arkansas Razorbacks. And I know you were down on me the other day, Shane. We got the Purple Lions coming out the gate at Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt, bye week, Missouri at home, at Auburn, South Carolina at home, at Texas, and LSU. Man, what a gauntlet. But again, what are we judging here, Shane? Is that Arkansas going to be better than LSU? Hell no. But that's not what we're judging. We're judging most confident to be improved. They went 2-10 last year. So, hell, I mean, 3-9 is abysmal.
Yeah.
But it'd still be better. Does that make sense?
Yeah. This is the safest one, I think. Because I'm like, well, shit, I mean, you're going to get the Purple Tigers in Tulsa. That's happening. Then there's that third one. Yeah. And give me Arkansas over. This one should be the highest one. Three games. Hell yeah.
I like how you were going through the schedule.
Yeah,
like,
I was like, if they don't, we're firing Silver Fox, ain't we? Like now, year one.
Now, maybe I should stop doing this, Shane.
Yes.
I'm getting suckered in once again. Uh-huh. I swear, if it doesn't hit, I'll never hype them up again. Number one, most confident to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Gators, Shane, with 4-8. Now, that's critical here, right?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about John Summerall, best coach this side of Mississippi. FAU at home, Camels at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Mizzou, South Carolina at home, at Texas, whooped their ass last year, bye week, Georgia, Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, at Florida State. So all we got to do is get 5-7, and we are hitting a better record. I think we could... I don't know, man. I think this team, they're not going to make the playoff, I don't think. But I think they might come close. I mean, who's beating them? Who's beating them, Shane?
I haven't seen the Camels lately, so I can't say. My dad, he used to call those desert dogs. Yes, Mike. You smoking them desert dogs still? Realistically, Mike, I and I'm just being honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Because it is early. And yeah. To say that Florida is all the way back, I'd love to, man. I'd love to say that. But they're not. They're going to have a lot of rebuilding themselves. And there's some tough football games on this schedule, man. But can they get to 5? I do think they can, and that's why I would put them at the least confidence. You have them on the opposite end of the spectrum here. So,
man, least confident. They can get to 5?
Least confidence right now.
FAU, Camels.
Yeah. Maybe Vanderbilt, Kentucky, maybe.
Kentucky. I mean, they got an elite home field, Shane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, let's at home, Oklahoma. They going to beat Oklahoma?
I think maybe South Carolina? I think they could go undefeated at home.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a take. Clip it! I think you're wrong right now. So,
okay.
Let me see some spring practice, and then I'll tell you.
All right. So now the bad news, Shane.
Uh-oh.
Your favorite part. Remember, we got every one of these right last year.
Yeah.
So they can't even debate it, really, because we're undefeated. Unlike these teams that we're about to talk about. Go to not be as good, Shane. I ain't buying it in. I don't care what you or Josh Pate or Mark Stoops got to say. Give me Kentucky! 5-7 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be worse, I think, in year one. We got the Penguins. I think that's Youngstown. Bama. At A&M, you said tough opening. How about Bama at A&M, week 2 and 3? South Alabama at home, at Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home, you get your bye, and then you're at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Mizzou, Louisville at home. Ooh, buddy.
How many games they win this year? 7?
5.
Oh, that's what I thought. Yeah, give me the over, baby. Jeez.
Who are they beating?
Well, why for starter,
right,
and then
okay.
They're going to beat them Tigers over in Alabama. There's 2. Another one, easy one. Vanderbilt, there's 3.
3.
Louisville, they're due, right? I know last
Louisville's
year's
been whooping their ass. Louisville's a much better program right now.
Yeah, but you've not been following them in the portal as close as I have. They're in trouble.
Okay.
And they're going to sneak up and get one of these other teams.
Well, that they need to get one more.
Wait, they had five?
They had five.
Shit. All right. You talked me out of it. I feel like five's a good number.
Right.
Yeah. Damn, if the bar was set at 4.5, Kentucky, I'd been on it, but it's not. Mike's right. It's going to be tough.
Remember, they got Lance Hurd. They're going under. All right, now this will really get you.
Yeah.
We're not going to make any friends. At least I'm not here, Shane. But all I do is tell the truth, you know?
Yeah. That's
telling
what they
you
say.
The truth. Mizzou, 8-4 this year, Shane.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they're getting there again. They got, I don't know who that is, the Golden Lions, Southeast Louisiana maybe, some BS team. At Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss, get the bye week, at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. I think they're going to have a worse record.
Yeah.
Not by a lot, but a worse record.
It'll be tough. This is going to be a tough one, right? It feels like a little bit of a transition year, too. So,
right.
I think eight's realistic. But to get to nine, that's the question. Can they get to nine? That means they can only lose three games. So let's say Georgia on the road, Texas, maybe A&M, they got their number. So, yeah. Can they get it past Oklahoma? I mean, it's possible. I would have this on the least confidence.
Okay.
But kind of torn here. Yeah. But let me ask you, because we're doing best and worst, right?
Yeah.
There's no, like, stay the same, is there? You didn't have that on there.
I mean, if we just did a same stay the same podcast, Shane, I mean, how boring would that be, you know?
Yeah. Welcome to Lukewarm Podcast. I'm Cousin Shane. yeah. All right. I won't argue with you on this one.
Okay.
Probably wrong. Hell, they'll probably say, Shane, shut the fuck up for a second. Let us pretend to suck. They'll probably surprise everybody and be a killer this year.
Now, I can almost promise you, Shane.
Yes.
These next three, you're going to be fully on board with all of them.
I don't think so.
I think so. Give me number three, Shane. Give me A&M. Again, they won 11 games. We're just doing regular season here.
I agree with you.
I'm not saying they're going to be awful.
Yes.
10-2, you're in the playoff probably.
Right.
And you still haven't gone as well. So you got, what is that, Central Arkansas, Arizona State, Kentucky, all at home, at LSU, Arkansas at home, at Mizzou, Citadel at home, at Bama. Then you get your bye. Then you're at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. So, I mean, it's a brutal, brutal stretch here. I think 10-2... You've had a hell of a year if you went 10-2.
I'm seeing a lot of 8-4 comments here, Mike. Are they back? I'm with you, man. And 10-2, like you said, you're still in the playoffs.
You might get a bye at 10-2.
For me, though, it's just it's the road games here. LSU, Death Valley. Then you got Mizzou. You got Tuscaloosa. Down in Columbia, South Carolina, Norman, Oklahoma, back on the road. Yeah, this could be this is a tough damn schedule A&M's got right here. So yeah, I feel like odds are you're going to lose at least two,
and even some games where you'd say like Missouri and South Carolina,
yeah,
which A&M could easily win. A&M went up to Missouri, whooped their ass this year.
Yeah,
and I don't think Missouri is going to be as good, but even these games are tricky, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? At Carolina, especially, unless Carolina's awful again, which I don't think they'll be. But point being, it's It's gonna be a tough sledding for Elko and company.
They're saying that's the Missouri State Bears week one.
Well, they're getting their ass kicked, so I don't need to learn their logo, you know?
It sounds like one of those fake schools, the Texas Armadillos, you know?
All right, now, again, you like that one?
Yeah.
You're going to love this one, Shane. Guaranteed to have a worse record. Yeah. Vanderbilt went 10-2.
Yeah.
I almost put this most confident, not going to be as good. Give me Austin Peay at home, Delaware at home, NC State at home, then at Auburn, at Georgia, Ole Miss at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky, bye week, at State, Bama at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home. I mean, no shot in hell they're going 10-2 or 11-1, I don't think.
Mike, if they do, if they beat last year's, and you
will, you do it, a marathon,
clip it, a half marathon.
Okay.
I've done some research on this thing. I will die in a full marathon, a half marathon, and I'll let the cousins vote on where it's at, long as it's inside United States.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you still haven't done your walking, so that's not really,
I'm just saying,
that's not a valid wager to, you haven't even done your walking.
I'm good for it, man, you know. Float me till Friday, man.
But again, hey, let's say they go 9-3. That's a hell of a year.
Yeah, yeah.
With all the transition.
Yes. Somebody says 1 week marathon. Let me get here. 1 week marathon. He has to walk 20. That is fucking crazy. No, I can't. I'll do a half.
You don't think marathon. You can walk 26 miles in a week? You split that up?
Yeah, but I want it to be at an event that, you know, I don't want to be like the last time they say, well, he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like, if I got to go down to Disney and do one of their half marathons, I'll do it, you know? Is Golden Corral sponsor a marathon somewhere, you know?
Cam says just knock it all out the same amount there. Yeah,
exactly.
Faroe right. to Lambert's is 13 miles. There you go, Shane.
Is it? I don't think so. I don't think so. But if it is, let's rock and roll.
Shane, after every walking bet, never again. Now, Shane, half marathon.
Let's do it. That's how confident I am in this one. Ain't no way they're going to be better than last year.
Okay, number one, Shane.
Yeah.
Most confident, not going to duplicate last season's regular season win total. Give me Ole Miss, 11-1. Again, just regular season. We got Louisville and Nashville, Charlotte at home, LSU at home, at Florida. Then we get our bye week. We're at Vandy, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Georgia at home, at Oklahoma, the Pups, Wolford, I think, and then Mississippi State at home. Again, I love what Portal Pate's been doing, well, until the last week. I've loved what he's done to the portal. I don't think there's going to be a massive drop-off.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any shot in hell they're going 11-1 or 12-0.
No, they're not.
Especially now that Trinidad currently not eligible. Hopefully he is. But I don't care whether he's there or not. I don't think they're winning that many.
Charles says I should do one of them drinking marathons. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all, cuz. For me, it's the quarterback, and I don't know how confident they are. I mean, they're the ones that we keep hearing $4 or $5 million being floating out. So they're clearly looking for another option here and a big piece. And I'm just telling you guys, it's what, Thursday? You get tomorrow is your last day. Like, they're marking, Ole Miss fans are marking the calendar. Get past Friday, because as long as we can get past Friday, they can't enter the portal.
Just get to Friday.
Just get to Friday, man.
And I think it's technically, I think it's like midnight Friday.
Of course it is.
So
and they got a time change.
You
got to
sweat it all out, you know?
Yeah.
11:59.
And not American time, you know?
I think it is American time. I'm not sure. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they still could have a great season. That's the thing. It's just the bar's so high. I think Texas A&M would be the toughest one, just because we talked about how tough it would be to go 11-1, 12-0 in the conference. I mean, what's the odds of going 12-0 in the SEC? It's very, very, it's almost impossible.
Right. So here's a graphic. These are the full selections that I made, Shane. The one you like the best, right? It sounds like A&M.
Yep.
Which one do you hate the most?
Which one do I hate the most? Actually, no. I would say Ole Miss is the one that I think you nailed. Okay. I would have Ole Miss, A&M, but I feel like that's a 1A, 1B. I'm just – the least confidence on that list would be probably Kentucky, believe it or not. I don't know. I mean, if every time I get on Twitters, they're landing someone else. So, and you know, I haven't watched a lot of Oregon offense, but, you know, there was a time where we thought he potentially was the best coordinator in the country. So,
right.
What if the stars align in Lexington? So, I think Kentucky is the one I have least confidence. I think you got it perfect on this graph.
What about the teams at the top? You like all those?
Yeah, I mean, some of those were, like, easy, right? Arkansas, I think, is. South Carolina, I think, is. I feel like Auburn was. But LSU, I just know they're going to bring a better football team out there. And Florida, I like it, but it's just on the wrong side of this list. I'd have them on the far right.
Okay. And that's probably fair.
Because mm-hmm.
I was completely wrong about them last year.
Yeah.
So maybe I will be again. You know what?
Yeah. Probably are. I mean, odds are, right? What other teams did we know? So we have 4-8, so we got 8 other teams. Uh-huh. Was there any that were kind of close that you potentially thought about throwing up here?
Georgia, I just always – I give them confidence.
Yeah.
Because of Kirby. I'm 11-1. It's going to be hard to replicate.
What they got? What's their schedule? 26, you got it on there?
Oh, yeah, I got them all, Shane. Yeah, I come prepared.
Yeah.
But again, they're favored in every game.
Yeah.
Even at Alabama. Now, I'm not sitting here saying they're going undefeated, but if you're asking me, this is just a tough one. I mean, are they 12-0? Are they 11-1? Are they 10-2? They're going to be one of those three, I would think.
Yeah.
And I think the most likely is probably 11-1. So I didn't touch them. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, it makes sense.
And then we got another I kind of considered, but Alabama.
Yeah.
Again, we're just doing regular season. They went 10-2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what to make of Alabama right now. I think 10-2 is realistic. I think 11-1. I think 9-3 is just – this one was a little too close to call, if that makes sense.
Gun to your head, which one you leaning?
Under.
Under. Okay.
But that's because I don't know about the quarterback yet, and if they hit on him, they might do better.
Well, and what did Kirby say? There's the SEC is going to guaranteed 6 more losses or something like that, I think he said. Or I can't remember the number he used because we've added SEC games. So odds are more likely than not they're going to all be under because of that, just because of the level of competition. And – because somebody has to lose.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
What about, I saw people in the comments, Tennessee, Shane. Again, they're a difficult one to peg.
Yeah, higher, right?
Because we don't know about the quarterback, Shane. But could they, I could see him going 8-4 again. I could see him doing.
Nine, at least.
I don't think, I shouldn't jinx it. I don't see him going under. But can they go over? I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. And I look at Texas, but Tennessee does Tennessee. So you can't mark anybody off the list. Georgia Tech, even, right? It's just like we've seen some of these games played out before. Auburn, oh my gosh, goalish. Arkansas, they got our kicker now. He'll come over here and nail one. You know what I'm saying? South Carolina, we ain't beat their ass in a while. And go over there, Columbia, and hear Sandstorm for the 5,000th time. So.
Here's the dangerous thing with Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you tell me if I'm wrong. And maybe I am. I think every one of these road games is losable. Mm. Not saying they're going to lose them all. I'm saying they're losable.
Yeah.
Is that fair, do you think?
That's fair. The big thing for Tennessee and why I'm worried about them, besides the fact they don't have a quarterback, is the schedule is tremendously tougher than it has been the last two seasons. So Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got blessed with the scheduling gods, and unfortunately, we did not get that luxury in 26.
How about Oklahoma? I kind of considered them because, again, they had a really good year, went 10-2.
Yeah.
I don't think they could go 11-1, but 9-3, I could see.
That's like you said. Does it just, oh, man, they're definitely going under or they're definitely going over? I just feel like they're hovering around that 10-2 mark anyway.
Right.
Fringe playoff team. So, yeah, I get why you didn't put them on the list.
And how about Texas? Preseason number one, perhaps?
Oh, that was an easy over. I'm surprised you didn't put that one on there.
What did we say the last episode, though? Or at least what did I say, Shane? Team most likely to unexpectedly collapse. I picked this team.
No, you're crazy. It's $100 million.
What if they lose to Ohio State?
What if they don't? You know, I mean,
they lost to them last year.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't the same team, man. Ain't the same team. And they're playing in Texas.
What happened? Play that out in your mind.
Yeah.
Guess who was the $100 million team last year, Shane?
Ohio State.
Nope.
I don't know. Indiana.
LSU. You know, you lose one, and it starts to rack up, you know? Your quarterback is banged up. All of a sudden, everybody gets fired.
Was LSU really the highest-paid team last year? That can't be.
I think in the SEC.
Really? You think Kelly's mad that he gave some of his paycheck away?
He wants a refund?
I'd be kind of pissed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I gave my money just so they could fire me this year?
And when have we seen Texas handle expectations, Will? Again, you know?
Yeah.
You're saying it's easy. I'm saying I considered them. I did. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit and say, oh, they'll never do better. They very well could.
Yeah.
But am I sold on it? I am not. I mean, look at the road trips. Tennessee, LSU, A&M, and if you want to count Oklahoma, I mean, this is difficult.
Texas is the most intriguing team this year for me. And just again, because I've said it before and I'll say it again, Steve Sarkisian is under the gun. And now that we've kind of got all our chips on the table, because Steve said, I mean, I can hear the conversations now. Like, guys, look what Indiana's doing. Look what, you know, Oregon has done. Texas Tech is doing right down the street from us here. It's like, we got to do this. If you want a national championship, you got to give me the resources. And I feel like when you have those top conversations and the guys say, all right, you got one shot at this. And I feel like that's kind of what we're doing is we're all in to buy another national championship. And and if they fall flat on their face or if they go under that mark, boy, you talk about the gun, but then you're looking at the schedule and you're saying, dude, this ain't the schedule. So I've seen Texas have the last two seasons. By the time we get to this, Mike, we're not even going to be talking about Ohio State. We're going to be talking about all the SEC teams that they're going to be playing just because of how tough this conference is going to be. So, Texas, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
And I saw there was this guy on Feinbaum the other day, a writer that he had on there, and he put it – I thought it was pretty interesting how he put it. He said, you'd be amazed at this – you know, how tight-knit it is in Texas.
Yeah.
When you go into the church here on Sunday and you got the Texas guy and you got the Tech guy right next to him and you got the A&M guy next to him. And now Houston, believe it or not, Shane, Houston, last I checked, now maybe this has changed in the last day or two, but Houston had like the number 3 portal class in the country.
Oh, shit.
So there's, you know, point being all these Texas
SMU.
People, you know, they're spending all this damn money just – more than anything, just to have bragging rights in the church and their community. You know what I mean? So these Texas people are in it to win it. You know what?
Remember when it used to be houses and then it was cars and then now it's like, all right, which are we going to do this with our team? What's going on?
So you, after going through all those, you could kind of see why I went with these teams, right?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
But you just had to put me on the spot and say, well, what about this team? Well, what about that team?
I know.
And then you walk through it and you're like, damn it.
Nailed it. I had to. I had to, right? You know, that's what I do. That's what your cousin does.
You know what else?
Because it's your list. It's not mine.
I'm going to tag you on it. You know who else does it, Shane?
Who's that?
Shane.
Oh, the
biggest puser I know.
Mike, I'm telling you right now, we're going to talk national championship soon. And I think Shin has convinced me that I need to pull for Indiana. So you're welcome, Shin. Thank
Good
you,
luck, cuz.
We're doing it, baby. Let's go, Indiana.
He gifted Caden Burt, Laconic, B. Nichols, Texas 3805. And then we got the legend, Steven Up.
Row Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
He gifted, long one, Shane. Brother BKL, Sports Entertainment Show, JADF, Ram Dog, Duke Smooth, cool name.
Nice.
Cooper Boyer, he gifted all them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Steven
Thank
Up.
Us.
ACV, he gifted Casey Colbert. Thank you,
Hell
ACV.
Yeah, thank you, cuz.
And then the legend, JR.
The legend.
The legend, cousin JR has done it again.
He gifted Swamp Donkey, Shane's nickname there.
That's my brother.
Thank you, JR.
Thank
and
you.
C.W. Gregory became a member.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the family. All right, buddy. Anything else before we jump off here?
No. Be safe this weekend.
You were talking about that Indiana.
Yeah.
We're gonna do a watch party for the championship, right?
Yes, we are. And if you need bail money this weekend, give us a call, because all this money we're making over here in podcast land. Just kidding. If you got any sponsors, send them our way. we will definitely cut you in.
Saturday. I was going to do it last Saturday, but the portal was still raging.
Yeah?
Saturday. I'm going to hop on here. Late night, probably after the NFL game.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to do the latest, greatest SEC power rankings, the original, first for 2026. So come hang out Saturday. A little bonus content for you.
Yeah, a raging bonus. And, got a cousin, another cousin here, gifted membership.
Chris White. He did. Gifted. Dun, 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 dun.
Witted.
Witted.
Chris
Witted.
Witted. Did you pronounce the H? Why? Why?
I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Bloodline, welcome to the family. Limit.
Row.
Hey, Jared, we appreciate your buddy.
Hell yeah. I like this one. Watch party. I'll bring the Mississippi mud cake.
Anything else, buddy, before we hop off?
No. Absolutely. I had a blast hanging out this week. Look forward to seeing everybody. Have those notifications on, because you just never know when we'll go live. And thank you again for all the donations. JP, tonight's shout-outs go to Shin, Steven Up, ACB, Cousin JR, Chris Witted, and Jay Addison. Thank you, JP. Thank you all. And I will see you all Sunday. Michael, see you tomorrow. He's a working man. Saturday. I don't know. Shit. One of these days, we'll see you.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.